Access Now was created in 2007.
We look at this as providing a tremendous service to those people who would have no other way to access specialty service other than go to the emergency room and hope for the best.
Dr. Hazel Connerding, a dermatologist, is chairman of the board of Access Now.
It allows them the dignity of being treated in the physician's office along with the paying patients with no difference in how they're treated.
The Brookings Institution found that the number of indigent patients in large metro areas nationally grew by more than 5.5 million from 1999 to 2009, and more than two-thirds of that increase was in suburbs.
We probably have around 3,000 unique new patients a year. Now, they may have more than one visit, so you can't just count visits, but those are individual patients who may need services.
Dr. Connerding noted that all of the patients are referred by doctors at the area's free clinics.
I will give you an example of a patient who was seen at the free clinic and was found to have breast cancer and was immediately sent to the surgeon, had her surgery, went to the oncologist, had follow-up care necessary, and all done quickly and at no cost to her. She didn't have to maneuver through the system other than proving to the clinic and to Access Now that she was qualified financially to receive the service.
The specialists involved, she emphasized, aren't paid a penny, but find the work gratifying.
It is, and I think that's why you find that we have as many doctors as we do. Nobody has to do this. I mean, we could just all opt out and say, heck, we don't care, but we do care. And there's a lot of satisfaction being able to help people who have no other way to obtain care and making a difference in their lives.
Access Now strives, she said, to keep the process simple.
They are seen by their primary care physician, who in this case is a physician or possibly a nurse practitioner at one of the local free clinics. That person determines that they need some sort of specialist care, that whatever the problem they have is beyond the primary care person's scope of practice or ability to deliver that care.
Dr. Connerding added that recent increases in the number of patients being seen is likely related to the reputation that Access Now has among clinic doctors.
They know that they can rely on us. They're willing to refer patients. This used to be volunteer docs at emergency clinics calling their friends and begging and pleading for help with individual patients. But this has become a very organized, focused way of getting these people care.
The Academy of Medicine funded the program at its inception. As the patient load grew and needs changed, corporate and individual donations helped to pay a small but efficient staff, including translators for some patients. Access Now, Dr. Connerding said, delivers just over $17 in care for every dollar donated.
Since 2008, Richmond physicians have given away over $15 million in uncompensated care. And that doesn't even include hospital care. For instance, somebody needs their gallbladder out. That's not an outpatient procedure. They go to the hospital. And what's not captured in this is the fact that the hospitals are giving their care free. The hospital-based physicians, such as the pathologist, the radiologist, are also giving their services free. And that's not even captured in this number.
To learn more about the Richmond Academy of Medicine and Access Now,
call 804-622-8145, or our website is accessnow.ramdocs.org.
John Ogle, WCVE News.